Russian government. But what I think is real interesting is that Mueller was heading up the FBI when they knew about the corruption and the criminal conspiracy going on to get that foothold in America's uranium industry. That one, it's almost, and that's starting to bubble up. You think Mueller just like did a knee-jerk thing and said, we got to get these indictments out quickly now because things are starting to cave in on us? Is it something like that?
That's certainly how it appears, and I think that's an important thing for all Americans to know. There's something about the D.C. swamp culture where you have people who hang over from multiple administrations. They go into government positions, then go out to corporations, or they go from position to position in different administrations, and they are more committed to the D.C. swamp culture than they are to principle or to the rule of law and equality before the law. And I think when you look at the actions that Mueller was involved in through these different administrations, he should never have been selected as the special counsel. He certainly has his own conflicts. And like you were asking about earlier, he should have resigned on Monday instead of putting out these indictments. And if he didn't resign, Rod Rosenstein, who's in charge at the DOJ of making sure that Mueller does not exceed his authority under the special counsel statute, he should have fired Mueller. And if Ron Rosenstein couldn't have fired Mueller, he should resign from his position at the Department of Justice and let someone else who can actually exercise control over Mueller be in that position. So you're seeing layer upon layer upon layer of people who are not doing what they should under the law.
One person commented that there never was probable cause on Trump-Russian collusion to begin with.
And, right.
And that's what we're seeing. But yeah, he was the acting FBI director. I think there was cover up for that pay to play Clinton scheme, like Uranium One. And then what about though the FISA warrants to come after Trump, to come after Manafort?
Right. And you think about that, that is a people argued against this type of monitoring of American citizens because there was a concern that it would be used for political gain, that people would be targeted and this information would be misused. And we were assured over and over again that it would not be misused. And yet if the dossier that was commissioned by Fusion GPS, the company that was paid by the Hillary Clinton campaign and paid by the Democratic National Committee, if the fruits of that false and misleading dossier were used in order to allow the FISA warrants, then that is a real travesty of justice.
Well, another travesty is, you know, it seems like it's 100% Democrat supporters that Mueller lined up, you know, his attacking attorney team. If there was a citizens commission, typically commissions are lined up with 50-50, Democrats and Republicans, but that's not the case, is it here?
No, and the judge, as I understand it, who Manafort is going before, is also a Clinton donor. So certainly you've got to feel pretty uncomfortable if the people who are targeting you are so involved in politics that they're contributing to one particular party, one particular candidate, and the judge that your case is going to be heard before, where, you know, he'll probably have a jury if he decides not to plead out earlier, but there are lots of very important procedural questions that will be answered and decided by that judge, and I would think he would feel very uncomfortable about that, Manafort.
Gail, it's been a tremendous interview. So glad to have you on the Security Commander Radio Show. How can our radio listeners support Americans for Limited Government and read your works? Can you offer them some media sites?
Yes, please go to getliberty.org, which is the website for Americans for Limited Government, and it's just a wealth of information, ongoing updates on all of this. And then for my particular writing and media, go to Gail with a Y, Trotter.com.
Thank you so much for coming on, and God bless for coming on the Security Commander Radio Show, Gail.
God bless you, and thank you so much for keeping abreast of this very important development.